time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and good morning. It is morning already, isn't it? Well, outside is just kind of darkish and cool. Nothing spectacular weather-wise is happening. And football fans, you'll be put to the test on Saturday with a little bit of rain and cool weather at the stadium, watching Ohio State and Penn go at it. Now, that's going to be a real contest, won't it? It's not going to be any Rutgers this Saturday. It's going to be, and then after that, yeah, the big day, Michigan State. Oh, my goodness. So a couple of weekends of good football, that's for sure. And what will it amount to? I mean, how will Ohio State come out? I know a lot of you Ohio State fans says we're going to win. Okay. Now, let me get back to yesterday. I was talking about the numbers of counties, you know, and what county has what number. And I mistakenly thought that since Washington County supposedly was the first county in Ohio, that it'd be number one. But the counties are not numbered that way. A number one goes to alphabetically Adams County. Adams County is number one, followed by Allen County, Ashland, Ashtabula, Athens, Auglaize. And that's the first six. And then there's, under the B's, there's Belmont, Brown, and Butler. And under the C's, it's Carroll, Champaign, Clark, Claremont, Clinton, Columbiana, Coshocton, Crawford, Cuyahoga. And so it goes. Okay, so that, hopefully, for the gentleman that said, first called in, said Adams County is number one. He's right, and I had it wrong. I had Washington County as number one. Washington County is actually number 84. All right. Got that? Okay. I hope that corrects that. Then there was something else yesterday. I was talking about the last public hanging in Ohio was in what county? Well, the county was Stark. And I almost say Worcester was the county seat. Worcester's the county seat of the next door county. Stark County, its county seat is Canton. So the last public hanging was in Canton, Ohio, the county seat of Stark County. And it drew 10,000 observers. That was kind of, and after that, no more hangings in Ohio. They all went to the electric chair in the state pen. But anymore, it's almost impossible to execute someone who's committed a murder because the trial and everything else could go on for years, which it has in several. 10:16 is the time. So what do you think? What do you think? Oh, and the Mr. Rogers movie? Oh, my goodness. I'd like to see that. And did you hear David. Oh, here's a phone call. Let me just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You went off the air.
Is that right?
About a minute ago.
I'll be doggone. Well, we're going to have to fix that. And, hey, that's right. And I remember, I should remember to reach in the drawer here and consult your book every now and then.
Well, that's okay. Go ahead, whatever.
Yeah, okay. I got it right in the drawer beside me, so.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for your call.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, well, hopefully we're back on the air. That's interesting. Okay. Oh, here's another caller. Just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie,
yes.
On my radio, you went off the air.
Yes, that's what our other caller told me.
I thought it was my radio.
No, your radio's just fine. It must be something to do with the internet. I don't know. We'll find out from Scott here.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling, though.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay, so, we're back on. Okay. Yeah, don't worry, folks. We are back on the air again. Okay. Well, let me see. Where did I leave off yesterday? Let me see. I wrote a name down. I don't know why I wrote it down. Kevin McKinney. And I don't know. I do this a lot. I write little notes and then forget what they mean. But now I've got two pairs of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And my first question today, name the Indian tribe that got mixed up with the Pilgrims. I mean, they were friends, I suppose, and supposedly they had dinner together at Thanksgiving. But what was the name of that Indian tribe? That shouldn't be too hard. I think you learned that when you were in grade school. Okay. Name the Indian tribe that supposedly had Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims. Let me go back to. There is a new channel on television, 10.5. And 10.5 is a channel called, that doesn't matter. That channel has more interesting things on it than you could ever shake a stick at. The other night, they were talking about how beer saved America. And I thought, no, you can't say that. Well, they told how when the Pilgrims came across the ocean, what did they drink? Did they drink rainwater? They sure didn't drink seawater. They drank beer. Each person on the Mayflower was allotted so much beer out of kegs they carried with them. Beer has been supplying liquid nourishment, you might say, or liquid, to a lot of people over the years. Then after the Pilgrims landed, they couldn't drink the water because they had no way to purify the water. And some of them got sick and died. And so there again, they brewed beer and drank beer. And it goes on. And this whole story went for 2 hours. Even told how some of our most famous statesmen that wrote the Constitution also had little breweries. There was more beer consumed in the early days, maybe than now. But it is interesting that beer production among individuals has always been rather high, especially among our, Daniel Webster, Benjamin Franklin, and all those guys. They all had their little breweries. But, that's something we never learned before. But this group did a 2-hour program on how beer saved the United States. by supplying the liquid that was needed instead of poison water. And so it is. And also, there was another consumption, and that was rum. Rum was very popular. Rum, some of the basic ingredients were molasses and sugar. The molasses and sugar came out, you might say, out of sugar cane that was harvested down in the tropics and brought up to New England. And molasses and white sugar went into the making of rum. So this story went on to say, too, that it's no wonder they threw tea in the water, the Boston Tea Party, but they would have never thrown molasses and sugar in the water. That was priceless to the early settlers. So it's quite a story. Yes, and it's a great day. Hi. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We have people picking up prizes. That's good. Okay. 10:23 is the time. Now, do you have anything to add to that? And what tribe was it that cohorted or became friends, you might say, for the most part, became friends of the Pilgrims? What tribe was it? All right. That's my first question of the day. Okay, and I already gave the answer to the second question I was going to ask. What did the Pilgrims drink on the Mayflower? And the answer is beer. They had so much allotted to them because of the shortage of water, naturally, on a ship. You don't drink seawater. You drink whatever, you know, something like alcohol. And that's what the Pilgrims consumed on the way over. And that probably, if they drank enough of it, they forgot all their woes. Okay, now, here's one. Let's go local. Name two major department stores. I'm thinking of Christmas time now. Two major department stores in downtown Marion. I'm not talking now out of the city limits. I'm talking about downtown. What major department stores were downtown? Now, if you win, I'll give you tickets to the zoo if you so desire. What major department stores existed downtown up until, you know, into the 60s? Was it 70s? No, probably is. I don't know. But we had two major department stores in Marion. We had a lot of other stores all over downtown. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. Can you tell me? Oh, here's a caller. Yes, go ahead, caller.
Frank Brothers and Euler's.
Yes, you got it right on the button. Okay, yeah. Now would you like some tickets to the zoo?
I don't know when I'm eligible yet. I don't know if I am.
Oh, okay. All right, well, hey, I appreciate your answer anyhow.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye. Okay. All right, and Frank Brothers Department Store, where we are right now, we are in what once was Frank Brothers Department Store, and later on once was Bank One. And now it's the Ohio Health Building, which contains not only this radio station, but a number of offices, and it contains the heart failure clinic, which I'm a member of. Okay. Yes, I make my regular visits downstairs. Okay, we have... now, can you name... Yeah, I might be able to go through all these rather quickly. I better take it easy here. It's 10:26 right now, Eastern Standard Time. But still, I've not gotten over the fact that we have changed our time. Every night around 9 o'clock, I think it should be 10 o'clock. How about you? It's kind of weird. I've never in my life noticed time change like I do this particular one, where we fell back in time. We dropped an hour, and it seems strange. Every night, like I say, and I never stay up to 10 o'clock, that'd be like 11 o'clock before the time changed. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. How about you? Have you noticed any change in the way you feel with the new time change? I don't know. I wonder. 10:27 is the time. And anything you'd like to bring up about downtown Marion of the past? You know, there. And I need to mention again, too, in Bucyrus on the 7th, that'd be the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, they are going to have their big Christmas celebration downtown with a nice parade, which they have every year, a parade with Santa Claus. And it generally is a long parade, and it may be cold, too. It usually is. And then they build an ice rink so you can go ice skating on the square. That's right. They stretch out this plastic film and fill it with water. Hopefully it will freeze. And anyone can bring their ice skates as long as they're not figure skates. They fear that figure skates would pierce the plastic and let all the water out, for one thing. So if you got hockey skates, that's fine. And that's downtown Bucyrus on, it'd be a Saturday, I think all day Saturday. I think the stores are all going to have candlelight in front of their stores and kind of an old-fashioned weekend. Now, they did the same thing last year, and it turned out great. You could see it. There's a webcam. If you'd like to, if you have a computer, you can bring up webcams. There is a webcam located on top of the Weaver Hotel in downtown Bucyrus, and it's focused on the square. So when December 7th comes and you're not there, you can look at all the people celebrating downtown, ice skating. Really neat. And the first time was last year. So they're going to do it this year. Everybody thoroughly enjoyed the Christmas celebration on December the 7th. All right. Any questions on that, give me a call. Of course, all I know is what I read. Okay. All right, now, here's another one about stores and...
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Wow, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the Golden Voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. And in Marion today, Dayspring Wesleyan Church will have their, every month they have a special dinner. And at this dinner today, for the resource speaker, is the McPete McPeak, meteorologist from Channel 6. Yeah. And so that should be interesting. They had Bob Kendricks before, and now they're going to have Marshall McPeak. He comes from my hometown, of course, and I think I'm sure we know each other over the years. Yes. So that'll be interesting to hear him talk about weather and his prediction maybe for the winter of this year. Let's see what he thinks it's going to be like. Okay, now, getting around to jewelry stores. I'm talking about downtown Marion. Jewelry stores of the past. Name three of them. Name three jewelry stores of the past. In fact, you could probably name even four. What jewelry stores did we have in downtown Marion in the past? Now, this is some, you know, Jerry Davis has passed away. Well, that's one of them, Davis Jewelry. Okay, that was one of the jewelry stores. He called it Diamond Lane. But can you name the others in downtown Marion? Yeah. That should, you know, if you have any years under your belt, you might know all these for sure. In fact, I talked not long ago to the former owner of one of the jewelry stores in downtown Marion. He doesn't live in Marion now. He lives elsewhere. I'll tell you his name after we find out your input to this. Name three jewelry stores, maybe four. Well, I already gave you one. That's Walker Jewelry. You remember, Walker's used to be on the mezzanine across the street from here. Yeah, do you remember that? They call it the mezzanine. That's a half a floor. Yeah. Mr. Walker. Okay. Now, folks, can you name at least three other jewelry stores from downtown Marion? Yeah, it's not been that long ago. What, 20, 30 years ago? Yeah. But all the jewelry stores in downtown Marion, as far as I know, are gone, aren't they? I do not believe we have one left. But I am, you know, if you'd like to correct that, why, feel free. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. All right. Did you enjoy the conversation that Scott had earlier with Speedy Delivery, David Newell from the Mr. Rogers Show? And the movie plays tonight, I guess, doesn't it? Here in Marion and elsewhere. All right, the Mr. Rogers movie. Okay, name three jewelry stores that used to be in downtown Marion. And if you can't do that, name three hardware stores that used to be in downtown Marion. Now, is there anyone that's going to open up a hardware store again in downtown Marion? I love hardware stores. I grew up in Bucyrus. When I was even a kid, I would save my money and go to Walther's Hardware. I remember I bought a couple of lanterns after I saved up enough money from Walther's. And then, let's see what else. I bought belt buckles for a harness for horses. You know, that was a long time ago. And I love buying hardware. Now, there are hardware buffs like me around. I haven't heard about any recently, but there are people that love to go to hardware stores. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You said there was no more jewelry stores downtown.
Is there?
Do you know old Thurston?
Oh, geez.
He's going to be kind of upset with you.
Well, you're not a kid. Oh, my. Boy, he will be upset. Oh, my land, I forgot all about Lowell.
Carol's, I think it's called.
Yeah, Carol's, right, yeah. Well, Lowell's a good enough friend of mine. He'll let me get by, I think.
Yeah, if he heard you, he might mention it to you, too.
Yeah, right. I'm sure glad you called.
There used to Lord's was a jewelry store, too.
Yes, Lord's, and what else? There was Walker's, Lord's, and Jerry Davis.
Yeah, I don't know what, I forget what his was called.
And Carol's Jewelry Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there any others? I think that was it. In downtown, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, I'm sure glad you called.
Okay.
I'd have been pumbling around here all morning.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about Lowell Thurston. Now, isn't that something? Lowell and I have been friends for more years than you can count. And here I forget his hardware store. I remember when Lowell and I were co-chairmen of the celebration in Marion of the 100th anniversary of the charter that formed Marion, Ohio. And we had a big celebration in Lincoln Park for that. Yeah. Then I remember having dinner with, not at Lowell's house, but it was with somebody else when we had those, and we don't have them anymore, those historical dinners where people would, that had some historical background would be honored and so forth. I was on one of those. Well, here we go. Okay, good morning.
Okay, was the Indian tribe the Wampanoag?
Yeah, the Wampanoags. Yeah, right, you're right. Hey, yeah. Now, would you like tickets to the zoo?
Well, I think I will. I have still to check because I know September, I got them the 19th, and I didn't mark October's down.
Well, I'm going to put your name down for two tickets to the zoo.
Oh, okay.
So all you got to do is come here and pick them up.
Will you be in till 1 or what today?
Let me see. Will I be here till... I'll be here till noon. Oh, and then this is Thursday.
Yeah.
That means Glenn Coble will have Swap Shop today.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. What is your name?
My name's Judy. Judy Summers.
Oh, Judy, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, you stop up and you can have your tickets.
Okay, then. Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Judy Summers, yes. A good, steady listener of ours. Okay, I'll put this down here. Judy Summers gets zoo tickets. Right. Today is what? The 21st of November already? This month is going by so fast. Just think, on the 28th, 1 week from today, will be Thanksgiving Thursday. Oh, my. Yeah, Thanksgiving is on the 28th of November. Okay. So that gives us a week between now and then. So what are you... Are you going to cook ham or turkey or something else? Now, I saw on television, this morning, I was watching Channel 6. They were talking about eating cranberry sauce and how a lot of people don't like cranberry sauce. That's the jellied type. I love it. It's refreshing. And I'll eat, you know, cranberry sauce anytime. Yeah, really. And I'll eat oysters anytime, too. You know, if I could afford to buy a jar of oysters, oh, my land, they're out of this world in price. I would do like my mother did, take an egg and break it and crumble up some crumbs, some crackers, and put them around the oysters and fry them in a skillet. And that brings out the flavor, the true flavor of oysters. Not just something slippery that can slide down your mouth without any taste. You know, that's big time. Oysters on the half shell. Okay. Now, let me see. I had, remember I told you the other day, I was at the Alcove restaurant in Mount Vernon and had oysters Rockefeller. Whoa. But those were raw, but they had enough around them to give a little taste. And they're kind of expensive, you know, they're not cheap. Okay, so going back to the jewelry stores, oh my goodness. Lowell Thurston and Carol's Jewelers. And then John, John Walker with Walker's Jewelry up on the mezzanine that used to be across the street. And then what was their name? Lord's Jewelers? Yeah, Lowell Hamburg, yeah. Lord's Jewelers. Remember that? Yeah. Remember the little man? He was very short and very thin. That used to do, I think he did errand work for Jerry Davis and Lowell Hamburg. Remember him? I think his name was Charlie. But he's apparently long gone. But you used to see him all the time downtown running errands for these two jewelry companies. Okay, let me see. What else do I have here? Hardware stores, yes. Whoa. Okay. Name three hardware stores that at one time were in downtown Marion. And I hope I get them all. I hope I remember them. I should. I used to go to this one all the time in downtown, right near where George had his restaurant, down in that area. And there were there's another hardware store that was west of this building. And there was another hardware store north of this building. Can you name them? 740-383-9944. All right. Can you name three hardware stores that once upon a time were in downtown Marion? Three hardware stores. One had a name of a chapter in the Bible. There was a chapter. Yeah. Here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, your hardware stores, it was Turner's Hardware.
Yeah.
Pro Balls.
Yeah.
And Luke's.
Luke's, yeah, you got them.
Yeah. And then there was one down on West Center Street. I can't think the name of it. Was it?
Yeah, did Bob Babbage have one down there?
I don't know who owned it.
I used to go down there to buy Army surplus and government surplus parts. Yeah, Bob. I think Bob Babbage had that.
And you know, you talk about department stores when we had Frank's and Euler's.
Yes.
And you had Sears and J.C. Penney's.
Yes.
And Ward's.
Right.
And then you had Cousins and Fern.
Cousins and Fern, yes.
Moore's.
Yeah, Moore's, yeah.
And there's another one I'm trying to think of.
Yeah. Now, the biggest was where I'm at right now, Frank's. And Euler's across the street.
Right.
Yeah. But there were other department stores, yes. I remember Montgomery Ward quite well, just down the street here.
Yeah.
Because...
When I was in high school, I worked at J.C. Penney's.
Oh, really?
I went to school half a year and went there, worked half a year in the stock room.
Oh, that's great. I used to buy all my shirts because they were reasonably priced and they're...
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again and waiting for your call. Let's see, what am I up to now? Hardware stores. Okay, and I was trying to think, too, the only jewelry store yet in downtown Marion would be Carol's, wouldn't it? Lowell Thurston's place? Is that the only one? As far as I know, within the city limits. Okay, moving right along. Name the hardware. Well, we did. The gentleman named the hardware stores. They were Crawball, Luke, Turner Hardware. Okay, and let's see. Crawball, Luke, and I wrote something else down here, Turner Hardware. Remember Floyd Brown? Floyd Brown owned Turner Hardware and sold it. His vision was rather poor, and he sold. But when he sold, of course, he I don't know if he had an auction, but he sold out all of his everything he had there. And he gave me a jar that contained seeds originally. And he gave it to me. It's an apothecary jar. I have it at home, and it's full of gourd seeds. Yes, that's right. Well, sometime I have, and it's, that's been a long time ago that he gave me that apothecary jar. So I must plant those gourd seeds before the end of the century. Okay, moving right along. But did Bob Babbage have that Army-Navy store way down on West Center? I used to go there quite a bit. And it was so much fun looking over all that surplus gear from the armed forces that he had in there. And then he went from there to Depot Sales. Depot Sales, the big hardware store outside the city limits. Depot Sales was such an interesting store. You could go in there and if you needed something in the hardware line, they had it. Wow. And if they didn't have it, they'd sure get it for you. Now, my one question today, do I have it written down here? Yes, I do have it written. What was the trademark for Depot Sales? What was the trademark for Depot Sales? It wasn't really that great big pair of Levi's hung on the west wall. That was just an indoor oddity, you might say. But there was another trademark for Depot Sales. What was it? You couldn't miss it. Oh, and by the way, have you seen the new water tower between Tri Rivers and Menards? Woo, man. I thought it was completed, but it wasn't completed. But now they got a big crane there, and they're building the top part. Oh, and it's one of the, stands out. Oh, my land. You can see it for miles. It is tall. And obviously not done yet. I don't know if that top piece will be round or semi-round, but they're sure going to work on it. Man, that thing's going to hold a lot of water if needed for that end of town, especially Menards, Tri Rivers, Meyer, and all those others, that need, in case of a fire or something else. Man, that water tower is going to be, plus the fact there is that other base of water storage unit there in front of MCI that most people know nothing about, but yet I was told about 40 years ago that was placed there to even up water pressure after 5 o'clock in the evening when people were getting off work and going home and using more water, that would even up the pressure. But now, look at what they are building there next to Tri Rivers. Woo, wow. You've got to see that. It's hard to believe. I thought the first part of it, the cylindrical part, was it. But now, you'll have to drive out and take a look yourself. Really neat. Okay, the time is 10:51. Where are we here? The trademark for Depot Sales. Now, Depot... the building is still there, and you might say it's still there, but the trademark is gone. What was their trademark? And I'll tell you what happened to it. I know. Uh-huh. Yes, good morning, caller. Are you there? Okay, caller. Richard, are you there? Richard went south. Okay. Okay, give me another buzz. Can you tell me the trademark for Depot Sales, which once was? Here we go. All right. Good morning. Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Are you talking about the big horse out there?
Yes, yes. The big horse. Now, do you know where?
What happened to that?
Do you know where it is?
No, whatever happened to it?
Well, it was taken down, purchased by a friend of mine by the name of Larry Eblen.
Okay.
Larry raises a bison.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And that's out at the end of Lyons Road. And that's where the horse stands today. At his bison ranch. So.
Well, that's good to know. I wonder what happened to it.
Yeah. Hey, you want to go to the zoo?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you know it. Hopefully everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank
you. Talk to you later, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah. Larry Eblen. He raises bison. And, there's a big demand for, there's bison meat is so healthy that a lot of the, comes to Columbus for that big Iron Man show or whatever they call it, a lot of those guys buy quantities of bison meat because it is so good for you. And there is one restaurant in Marion County that sells bison sandwiches. That's right. Larry Eblen's bison sandwiches can be bought where? Do you know? Let me see if anybody is aware where you can buy a buffalo sandwich I'm speaking right now. Can you tell me? I had one. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. It's more expensive because it costs more to raise a buffalo, or bison, as they're properly called. All right. But boy, I tell you, you've got to be mighty careful in working around bison. Some of them have a bad attitude about things. I don't know why. Okay. Now, let me see. Depot Sales Horse. Okay, now, it's almost 10:55. One more question in this hour. What car dealership sold Subarus in Marion? When they first came to this country, and when they first came, they weren't exactly, in fact, not even near the quality they are today. Now, you know what their emblem is, the constellation of Pleiades, which the Japanese really, I don't know, they like that constellation. Okay, but there was, on North Main Street, somebody that sold Subarus. And I don't know how long they sold them, but something else. What, can you name that company that sold the first Subarus in Marion? It was a company on North Main Street. Can you tell me what it was? Kind of interesting. Subaru. And if you pronounce that backwards, you're a bus. That's right. You're a bus. Backwards. Subaru. Got that? Okay. I've got other questions for the next hour. Oh, I've got a dandy that you'll never get. I got the, okay. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it Shivington?
Yes, it was Shivington, yeah. I didn't think I'd get an answer. Hey, that's right, Shivington Motor. I don't know how long they sold them, But they weren't too much of a car then, were they?
I remember they had a car that you could open up the front door.
Oh, yeah.
From the car.
That's right, yeah. The the first Fiats that came out had a what they called a suicide door that opened from the front.
Yeah.
It's easier to get in and out of a car with that that system.
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah. Especially in a wreck. Well, hey, would you like a ticket to the zoo?
Yes, I would.
All right, what is your name?
William Jones.
William Jones. Okay. All right. What school did you go to, William?
I went to Harding and Marion Catholic both.
Oh, okay. All right. So you got a good education. Oh, if
yes,
you,
I did.
If you want to tell me, now where did you work after you graduated?
I worked at Whirlpool Corporation.
Okay, a lot of people did that too, and worked their entire working career there and retired from there. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I retired from there.
Oh, okay. Now, what do you do in retirement? Do you go fishing?
I am busy, more busy than I ever was working.
No kidding. Oh.
Yeah, I chauffeur people around. I play music.
Oh.
I have a lot of interest.
What kind of music do you play?
I play both kinds, country and western.
Okay, I like bluegrass.
Yeah, I've played that before.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to the Grand Ole Opry on WSM in Nashville?
Every now and then.
Yeah, I do too. Really, it's entertaining, and their idea of country music is a little bit different than some of the stations that play all country, yeah. Very good. Well, hey, thanks a lot for your call. You know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay, we'll see you. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we move right along. Oh, 10:58 and a half already? Oh, my goodness. So let me see. What have I got coming up in the next hour? We found out Shivington sold Subarus. Remember that? Oh, my goodness. Now, that was a long time ago. That was it back in the 50s or 60s? Somewhere in there. Yeah, Shivington also sold motorcycles and, kind of a real interesting history of, selling cars and Subarus and motorcycles and so forth. Okay, I suppose they're all retired by now, that's for sure. Okay, 10:59's the time, and we're going to break here for the news and a little bit of this and that. Are the, are the crazy hearings going on yet? Can you imagine? Now, the Mueller report that took 2 years to complete, also, they spent, how many millions of dollars? $12 million bringing that about. It's been forgotten, hasn't it? Since that famous phone call was made. Oh, my goodness.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Mary Ann Michaels.
Alexander Hamilton is going off the $10 bill in 5 years. So long, Alexander. And he is going to put a woman on mayor on 2020 on the